This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. It could be a banner year for water in Colorado. With mountain snowpack well above average and area reservoirs still full from last year's flooding, things are looking pretty rosy right now. But as KUNC's Nathan Heffel reports, just because there's plenty of water to go around, it doesn't mean water users will get all they want.
Last summer, water managers were concerned that there might not be enough water to meet demand. But right now, things look really good for northern Colorado supplies.
I'm anticipating we're going to see Horsetooth Reservoir get above its average fill line of 5414 feet above sea level.
Kara Lamb is with the Bureau of Reclamation. Her agency oversees the Colorado Big Thompson Project, which provides supplemental water to Front Range farmers, industry, and municipalities, especially during dry times. On this blustery day, we're overlooking Flatiron Reservoir in the foothills southwest of Loveland.
It's vibrating. I feel it vibrating underneath these huge pipes that are going down towards reservoirs down here.
Exactly. You're standing on the Flatiron penstocks, and these are the giant water pipes that bring Colorado Big Thompson water down the east side of the Rocky Mountains.
So essentially, this water here may have been a tap in Greeley or a tap in Fort Collins. Is that correct?
Or both. It could come out of Horsetooth Reservoir, be used in Fort Collins, be treated, put back into the Pooter. Pooter takes it on down to Greeley where it's pulled out again.
Water allocation and water rights along the Colorado Big Thompson Project are very, very complicated. So the easiest way to think about it is to compare it to the banking system. Lake Granby on the western slope is the central bank for the CBT. It's where the water is collected and stored. Horsetooth Reservoir and Carter Lake along the Front Range are branches of that bank. And at this time of year, the bank's customers, like Dale Trowbridge, want to tap into their savings accounts.
For looking at their reserves that they have now, I understand next year could be dry, but they've got the water in the bucket.
Trowbridge is the general manager of the New Cash Lapooter Irrigation Company northeast of Greeley. He and other water users want this year's allocation of CBT water to be greater than last year. But Andy Pineda of the Northern Colorado Water Conservancy District says not so fast.
Our water supply is actually kind of limited, so we want to stretch it as far as we can.
Pineda helps decide just how much water from the Colorado Big Thompson Project's accounts goes to users. And while there is extra water in the system because of last year's flooding, he says it's better to hold back in wet years.
So we've always asked our water users to have not only if they own some CBT, water to also have a base water supply to go along with it to complement that. It does fill a gap, and that's why I was kind of recommending a little lower quota for this year.
Northern Water typically sets a higher quota for supplemental water in dry years. In 2012, it was 100%. But with ample supplies forecast this year, Dale Trowbridge takes objection to the current 50% quota. He'd like it raised to 70% or higher.
And I appreciate Northern doing that, not getting carried away and saying spend, and not have any water left.
In any event, holding back water right now, at least from his vantage point, just isn't practical.
We have a lot of water requests from farmers.
Beth Molinar is a water resources manager for the city of Fort Collins. She's also advocating for an increased quota.
So a 70% quota would give us enough water that we could meet a lot of the requests that we have.
Recharging the CBT project after back-to-back dry years is very important for Northern Water's Andy Pineda. And while he understands the request for more water, he says he has to balance that using a decades-long view.
I've been here too long to see too many droughts, so I'd like to save it for the dry periods.
All of this will be taken into consideration, including the needs of recreational water users, when Northern Water releases their official spring Colorado Big Thompson quota later today. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.